This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Well, Leslie, fourth time this week, we have seen mixed trading throughout the session and finding some late session strength to keep us from being on the lows in some aspects, put us on a positive note. We've yet to see cash cattle trade or even serious bids and ask out in the feed yards. We saw box beef at midday 22 higher on choice, down 52 on selects, had a movement of 92 loads. We also saw an estimated cattle kill day of 107,000 head, and September feeders went off the board today. Now, on the close, October live cattle were 12 cents higher, December live cattle up 32, but October feeders down 30 cents, November feeders down 20, and the hog market had a tough time today as we was down $1.60 in December lean hog.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Okay, sports fans, it's game time at the Built Ford Tough Sales Event. Ford F-150 with EcoBoost has smash mouth power with efficiency. Ford Super Duty, boom. That's how you punch it right up the gut, pal. And here's another stat, folks. F-Series has been America's best-selling truck for 37 straight years. That's called a dynasty, baby. Now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, score big savings on the hardest-hitting lineup of trucks on the field.
The Built Ford Tough Sales Event is on for a limited time at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. Come in today to get the best deals on a brand new F-Series truck. There's no better time to see the great fuel economy, dominating power, and legendary Ford quality that's made F-Series America's best-selling trucks for 37 years straight. And now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales Event, get huge cash back, low APR financing, or attractive lease offers on a brand new Built Ford Tough F-150 or Super Duty. Go online to OklahomaFord.com, then visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer for a test drive today.
Tom, what's shaping the grain market today?
Well, unfortunately, we saw more downside than we saw anything else today. More new contract lows made in Chicago wheat, the soybeans contracts, and the soybean meal contracts today. Corn came close to seeing new contract lows. There was not really any help in our export sales today. There wasn't really any fresh news in the marketplace today that really was price supportive. It just continues to take the direction of the least path of resistance, and that is to the downside for the entire grain complex. Now, Kansas City wheat did manage to come off their lows, and December closed unchanged today. March KC wheat was up a half a penny. December Chicago wheat was down 6 1/4. December corn down 3 1/2. March corn down 3 1/4. November soybeans down 14 cents. January beans down 13 3/4. December cotton, second day of making new contract lows, and closed 17 points lower today.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.